we had got to a certain point, you know, where we musically the band was pretty good, and we managed to put out that one record, and we were, you know, we were playing and people were coming to see us, but it looked like that was about as good as we were ever going to be able to do in Detroit at the time. There was no next, you know, there was no next step up the ladder for, you know, a band that just refused to do anything smart or commercial in any way. So we figured we had to, if we wanted to, you know, become rich and famous, we had to either go to New York or LA. This was like 1983, I guess. And I think we picked on New York because, number one, it would just seem like a cooler place, because that's like where the Ramones and you know, the Talking Heads and Richard Hell and like all those people were. And also because Dimitri had a girlfriend who moved to New York, so he wanted to go there. And so, you know, so if he lobbied pretty heavily for that, so he convinced us all. Not, so what? Most of the band moved to New York. At that point, it was Dimitri and me and Mr. Unique and our two guitar players, Dan Porvin and Mike Tudor. And our bass player already had like a wife and a couple little kids, so he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't move with us. And their horn players had like real jobs or were going to college, so they didn't come with us. But the basic nucleus of the band, we all came and moved to New York with no plan, as usual. And we started again, you know, found a new bass player, new horn section, and built it all up from scratch again.